Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll take a moment today at 3 o'clock, anytime, wherever you are. Whenever it's 3 o'clock, wherever you are, take a moment and reflect on, take the food out of your mouth and get off the skis and put the beer down and just take a moment and encourage those around you to take a moment and say, okay, let's think about the blessings we have. And let's thank those who preserve those blessings for us by loving us enough to pay the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this day is all about, folks. So I hope you'll do that. Somebody I think I'm pretty darn sure agrees with me on that is our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, the author of The Soul of Success, also Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, and thank you for having me on your show on this very special day. I've really been enjoying what you've been saying.
Yeah, I appreciate
about the significance
that.
Of Memorial Day.
Also, she's the best-selling author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, and also this. And I said The Soul of Success. Jennifer, one of the things that that a lot of people are dealing with right now, especially if they're, I'm going to say over 50, because in my career. When I was a young pup, if you were over 50, you were just coming into your prime. I mean, mm-hmm. you really were peaking in your, most people peaked in their 50s. And the world was their oyster at that point in time. They'd learned a lot of lessons. They'd made a lot of mistakes. And the world was laid out in front of them especially the early part of my career. These days, people in the marketplace over 50 are really struggling in a lot of ways, aren't they?
Boy, they sure are. I mean, just trying to keep up with the changing face of business is, I think it can really, really be overwhelming for people. And I think it's a wonderful topic, for us, Jim. How do we, it's not just about keeping up with technological advancements and your online presence and how do you, do the social media thing and how do you just keep up with the sheer pace of change that's going on. How, to me, do we stay flexible enough to manage all of this change? That to me,
flexible,
is
so you're saying it's not enough to be adaptable, and to adopt. It's not enough to be adopting of the new stuff, but we also have to. In order to do that, we have to be flexible. So, explain what you mean by that.
Okay, I think also, Jim, when I talk about being flexible. It's something that goes so much deeper and so much further than just the business world, because to me, being flexible has to be applied to how can we stay flexible as human beings? Mm-hmm. And then that brings it into the whole area of aging. As we age, which is what you were bringing up, how can we stay flexible? And to me, there's only one way to look at it, and that is from the perspective of the whole human being, mind, body, and spirit.
Hmm.
You know that that's my topic, mind, yep. Body, spirit. And I think that there are some wonderful things to recognize in order for us to stay flexible in terms of mind, body, and spirit. And flexibility, which is what you asked me about, what does that mean? I think it's very much akin to being able to be adaptable, but it is more than that. It's having a core strength, but also an openness, a clarity, a confidence about who you are and where you're going, and all of these things can really come into play and be clarified when we understand what it means to be flexible in terms of mind, body, and spirit.
Do you think it helps? Doesn't it help if I'm in that, if I'm that person, if I'm feeling some frustration, I'm feeling some pain, I'm feeling some exposure, and you talk about being flexible, You know, it's got to help to say, okay, I look around me, I'm checking my position. More people are like that than people are like me. The people that I want, where I want to be, where I want to hang out, where I need to be to make a living, more people are like that, and not as many people are like me. I'm seeing people like me not be successful, not be effective. And so, therefore, I'm not going to win. I better start changing.
Well, I think there's a real danger in that. You know, Oprah had her final show this past week.
Jennifer, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back. I want you to address that when we come back after these messages. Folks, we got the person right here who can help us work these things out. And I know a lot of you out there, I feel your pain. I know you're feeling this way. You're business owners, you're employees. And it's real stuff that this 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century, is moving fast. You got to move with it. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.